USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department saying there's been another huge record amount of unemployment claims filed as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The agency reporting that more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million claims filed the week before, and that was a record. The U.S. recording 1,040 deaths from the virus yesterday. It brings the total to more than 5,000 since the virus first appeared in late January. Thrust into the spotlight by the coronavirus outbreak, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, now has a security detail after receiving threats.
I've chosen this life. I mean, I know what it is. There are things about it that sometimes are disturbing.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Moments ago, we heard from White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci about getting a security detail in the face of threats he's been receiving. Also, during that appearance on NBC's Today Show, he said there is still a long way to go when it comes to the United States battling the pandemic.
The epicenter of it in the United States is New York City, but as you see, it's not going to be confined to New York City. We're going to be seeing this kind of thing in other large cities. It's a very difficult situation, as was predicted. This is going to get worse before it gets better.
President Trump says it was New York that got off to a late start in responding to the virus crisis. He said that on Twitter today as he was striking back at critics who have said his administration got off to a late start. Oil prices are up 10% after the president says he expects Saudi Arabia and Russia to soon declare a truce in their price war. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgia's governor says he just recently realized that people without symptoms of the coronavirus could still spread it. Brian Kemp saying that learning that in the past 24 hours is why he has finally ordered a stay-at-home order for his state. Public health officials have been warning that asymptomatic people are carriers. They've been saying that for many weeks. CDC Director Robert Redfield says about a quarter of the people infected never end up showing any symptoms. A Georgia man is admitting to a plot to blow up the White House. FBI agents caught Hasher Tahib in an undercover operation. Actually, they caught him more than a year ago, but just released details yesterday about this. They say he apparently thought he was buying a truckload of explosives and semi-automatic weapons in Gwinnett County, Georgia. His alleged targets also included several monuments in the nation's capital. And on a completely different note, today is National Burrito Day. Yes, while dining in is not really an option for most Americans because of the virus pandemic, restaurants that serve burritos are offering deals on the favorite handheld food, with Chipotle giving away free burritos to all healthcare workers, and Baja Fresh and Taco Bell have discounts on them as well. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.